Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Benjamin Jacob Copcan has pleaded guilty to charges stemming from a December 2025 incident where he operated a vehicle while impaired. Copcan was initially charged with operating while intoxicated, failure to report an accident, and carrying a concealed weapon without a valid license. Under a plea agreement, he admitted to operating while impaired, failure to report, and the weapons infraction, with the original intoxicated driving charge being dismissed. The court heard Copcan's consumed five heavy IPA beers before driving, then crashed after swerving to avoid a deer, and then failing to report the accident. His blood alcohol content was later found to be 0.157. Sentencing is scheduled for Thursday, February the 19th at 10 a.m. And the police protection services of the Sanilac County Sheriff's Department will be expanding. The Sanilac County Board of Commissioners approved separate contracts for the Sheriff's Department to provide law enforcement services to Fremont Township and to Marlette Township. During the meeting, commissioners approved spending $20,000 to sponsor a corrections deputy to attend the Oakland Community College's Police Academy program. When the deputy completes the training program, the officer will then work for the Sheriff's Department. Also, approval was given to spend up to $60,000 to buy an inmate transport van. And Samantha Schnettler, who's the executive director of the Economic Development Corporation of Sanilac and Huron Counties, announced three Sanilac County businesses receive funding from the Eastern Michigan Small Business Network. From nearly four dozen applications, three businesses were selected to receive funding. The businesses that were selected were MTH Landscaping of Sandusky, Tribune Recorder Leader Newspaper, Sandusky, and the Lexington House Bed and Breakfast of Lexington. MTH Landscaping was awarded $13,944. The Sandusky Tribune Recorder Leader Newspaper received $4,040, and the MTH Landscaping received $12,315. Some of the things the funding will allow the businesses to use the money for is to get new equipment or furnishings, software purchases or upgrades, or to do specialized consulting services and/or training. And we'll be back right after this.
Your child is sick. And with those four words, the innocence and joy of childhood disappears. But Starlight has taught us four other words that make all the difference. The power of play. Healing begins with happiness. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation provides programs to hospitalized kids to deliver happiness when it matters most. Learn more at starlight.org.
And we're back with more news. The Department of Justice has confirmed that federal authorities are expanding their investigation into security protocols at several state election offices. The probe follows a series of raids aimed at securing digital data and voter rolls to ensure the integrity of upcoming regional and national voting cycles. And multiple residential buildings in the Iranian cities of Avaz, Bandar Abbas, and Karaj were rocked by explosions today, which local officials have attributed to major gas leaks. At least six people have been confirmed dead and over dozens of others being treated for local injuries at hospitals. And that has been your news. We'll return for a look at your weather right after this.
At Sure Health, we consider ourselves lucky to have so many dedicated providers for our patients, especially when those providers understand the thumb. Our newest provider, Dr. Liz Milligan, understands that completely. So, Dr. Milligan, what made you choose to come home to the Thumb?
I feel congested in a city. I want the wide open spaces, the farm fields, the beautiful sunrises and sunsets, and being near the water. So personally, all of those things. And then professionally, there's just a difference when you're part of a community and also caring for the community. In bigger places, it's less of a relationship. It's more formal, more superficial, where I feel like here you're part of the community and you're able to make a bigger impact, and so that's really what I was looking for.
Dr. Liz Milligan is now seeing patients at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe. Learn more about Dr. Milligan by going to sure.org and make your appointment today. Sure Health. Better health. Better life.